Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Well, everybody, we've got a really uncentered day. I knew this morning when I woke up and my head ached that the moon wobble was in and the void course moon was there. Funny, with no retrograde planets, it is, for many people, a very uncentered vibration that's affecting the planet, so almost all signs are affected. And obviously, I wouldn't make any major decisions today that would be cost you more than $500, unless, of course, it was to sell something. But buying homes and buying cars or starting businesses or huge projects today with the moon wobble and the void course moon could pretty much negate or affect in a negative direction the project you're working on. And if you listen to the Astrology Hour all the time, you'll be aware that that's what some of the effects are, especially from the moon. The moon is an interesting puppy cosmically, and it's very powerful, and it affects us emotionally. And during a moon wobble, void course moon, what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with the emotional punch being removed from the inception of new beginnings. Okay, so that's why today is really not a good day to fall in love or meet someone for the first time. I'd say today is a wonderful day to kick back, finish up your work, finish projects, relax, celebrate, have a good time, meditate, whatever, ground and center. Okay, we're going to take a look at the North and the South Node with emphasis on the South Node today. And we announce the nodes every day. I do this topic every 6 months or so because I think it's very, very important. Because metaphysically in the astrology chart, I think the most significant of the astrological aspects in the astrological realm, the North and the South Node of the Moon are the most metaphysical. Because concerning the soul's path, optimum soul growth, and the highest awareness levels, the North Node of the Moon is the factor in our lives, our individual destinies, which we must fulfill in order to complete our life mission. So oftentimes we do find that prior to leaving this realm and going into the light, hopefully, you must fulfill your North Node's mission. Another interesting point I have discovered metaphysically is that if you don't fulfill your North Node's mission, or you're not even on the North Node path, you can reach what is called a life cancellation, which is either a premature death or a premature leaving this realm. But oftentimes, fulfilling the North Node or focusing on the North Node's mission, it has a lot to do with length of life cycle, term of death experience, the way you might leave this dimension, and whether or not you've actually fulfilled your total karmic profile. Now, you know, to understand your North Node, you must actually embrace the meaning of the North Node by sign and by house, okay? It really is not that important how this area of space is aspected because it is not a planet. It is not a celestial body. It is an area in the natal chart in space. And frankly, understanding the North Node by sign and degree and house also is a simple part of today's show. As part of today's show, if you know your North Node, and actually if you have an astroscope, one of our charts, you'll be able to find your North Node if you filled in your abbreviations on your wheel, which all good students and followers of the Astrology Hour would have done already, then you would find the letter symbol for the North Node would be NO. Now, on my chart, you'd find the North Node just above the horizon in the far right part of the wheel. So my North Node is about 18 degrees north of my descendant in the 7th house in Taurus at 8 degrees and 59 minutes, the last minute of the 8th degree of Taurus, almost 9 Taurus. So my North Node is a Taurus adventure. My mission in life is a Taurus and a Libra adventure because it's a 7th house effect. That's the Libra vibration. Now, the North and South Node of the Moon is a complicated astronomical aspect, and I'm going to try to read you the definition from the New Complete Astrologer, which is an excellent course in Equal House Astrology published by my two of my favorite astrologers in the world, Derek and Julia Parker. And the New Complete Astrologer, of course, is a 21st century edition with tables valid for all birthdays through the year 2000, okay? And it's available at your better bookstores. It's a Harmony book. And this is from page 149. It says, the moon's nodes, as the sun's apparent path around the earth crosses the celestial equator at the equinoxes, so the moon's path crosses the ecliptic at its nodes. The North Node marks the place where the moon crosses from south to north. Okay? The South node where it crosses from north to south. The node's motion, just like the ages, is always retrograde, so that they move backward through the zodiacal signs. And this motion, okay, is the same as the precession of the equinoxes, but whereas a precession of the equinoxes takes about 25,800 years, which is the what we call the great year, or how long it takes for us to move through all 12 ages of the zodiac, from Aries to Pisces and such, a complete retrograde cycle of the nodes takes only 19 years. Now, I know that's a little difficult to understand, but if you have it on tape or if you've heard me say it a few times, you might want to try and think about it to figure it out. But anyway, I do love the moon's nodes, and I think they are very interesting. It is interesting that our purpose in life, whatever we must accomplish, is always directly opposite to where we have fallen down the most in past lives, and that almost seems to totally reverse whatever negative karma we might have created. Like, I have South Node in Scorpio in the first house, which means I have probably been a pretty wild puppy as far as my weaknesses go in past lives. When you know, astrology is a science of combinations. And when you combine all the possible ramifications of what a weakness would be from a South Node analysis, and by the way, I want you to take a pen if you have your chart, and I want you to write in your South Node right now. If you found your North Node, let's say it's in Virgo, and it's at 16 degrees, I want you to know we don't give you the South Node, but you can write it in. The South Node is always exactly opposite the sign the North Node is in. So if you have a Virgo 16, you don't know the opposite sign of Virgo. It is Pisces. If your North Node was Virgo 16, your South Node would be Pisces 16. And you can go ahead and find Pisces 16 in your chart and write that in. South Node, Pisces 16. I'll give you all the opposites. Aries and Libra are opposites. Taurus and Scorpio. And then Gemini, Sag, and Cancer, Capricorn, and Leo, Aquarius, and of course Virgo, Pisces. So it's very easy to know what's opposite what. So if you have North Node in any one of those signs, I'll say it again. Aries and Libra, Taurus and Scorpio are opposite, Gemini and Sag, Cancer and Capricorn, then Leo and Aquarius, and Virgo and Pisces. Okay, so it's easy to find the South Node and write it in and put it in there. A lot of people don't think the South Node is as important, but I do. You know, whereas the North Node is nicknamed the dragon's head, the South Node is nicknamed the dragon's tail. And in order to accomplish my mission and purpose in life, you're darn right, I want to embrace my weakness and understand what it is. And like I say, astrology is a science of combinations. So knowing that a man like myself has South Node in Scorpio and also South Node in the first house, then we would combine all those meanings. Now, the first house has the Aries vibration. So you must understand what the house vibration is for each house. Because even though it's house 3 or house 4, I'm going to give you the house vibrations for all 12 houses. 1 through 12, if you know the signs in order, you got it. You know, if you can say your alphabet in astrology, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, you got the house vibrations down from 1 to 12 because they align perfectly. So Aries is the first house vibration, Taurus is the second house vibration, Gemini the third house vibration, which means that anything in that third house is going to imitate and reflect a Gemini force. So even if you have Libra rising and your third house is ruled by Sagittarius, if you have any planets in that third house, it will also incorporate a Gemini vibration added to the meaning of that Sag planet, hence why astrology is the science of combinations. The fourth house is the Cancer vibe, the fifth house Leo, sixth house Virgo, seventh house Libra, the eighth house is Scorpio vibration, the ninth house Sag, and so forth. 10th house Capricorn, 11th house Aquarius, and 12th house Pisces. So let's say you, like me, have South Node in the first house, which is the Aries vibration, and it's in Scorpio. Now, your weakness would be a combination of the Scorpio energy and the Aries vibration from it being first house, which means that my karma and my weakness is connected to all things that are Scorpio. You know, and you got it. Love, sex, romance, intimacy, emotionalism, extremism, erraticism, also the mysterious, the unknown, the occult, okay? And because it's an Aries vibration also, that would attach a weakness or a karma connected to childhood, raising children, to character, to identity, to esteem, to understanding one's complicated emotions connected to childhood and character and identity. and also ego or selfishness, all those things that are Aries, all right? So we can understand the weakness in life, and frankly, in order to fulfill your purpose in life, at the same time, I think it is very important to embrace and overcome your weakness, all right? I want to make that clear, because like my south node being in Scorpio in the first house, with my north node being in Taurus in the seventh house, that would mean my purpose in life to be much more humble, a reaching out away from the first house of the self and more into a love vibration, you know, because the first house often represents ego with the self, and the seventh house represents bonding and being bound with all people. And Taurus, the epitomization of the high vibration of Taurus, is love. Now, isn't it interesting that both Libra and Taurus are the sign vibrations that are love? So obviously, my mission, my purpose in life is to understand love. Pretty heavy, huh? And because metaphysically, white light and the essence of God is defined as love, well, maybe now we understand why I'm here and why I'm doing what I'm doing. I love this new song by Tears for Fears, Sowing the Seeds of Love. If you've heard it or seen the video or read the lyrics, it's fantastic. It reminds me of All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, the song that I think John Lennon or McCartney wrote. But, you know, love, it really is the answer, and it really is a way to overcome evil and negativity and anxiety and frustration and fear. Oftentimes replacing those negative emotions with love is a secret or a key to balancing your soul and helping balance the universe out. So it's kind of interesting that I'm not saying that the Aries and Scorpio would be hate, but notice that Aries and Scorpio, the polar opposites to Libra and Taurus, were my north node in Taurus in the seventh, my south node in Scorpio in the first. The Aries Scorpio is almost, it's a combination of violence. It could be vengeance, revolution, vindictiveness, anger, and frustration. And I'm here to tell you that I have to admit that I have come from this kind of past. You know, much of my first part of my life, up till I was almost 30, and this is even several years after I've already gotten into astrology and metaphysics. Sometimes you find the light, but it doesn't mean you walk into it right away. You analyze and observe that light oftentimes before you get right into it. And my whole life was littered with this Aries Scorpio weakness, which was this passion and this lusting and this aggressiveness and competition and the anger and the hate and the frustration and the extremism and the emotionalism. And many of this, of course, absorbed from the childhood, from witnessing how people around me handled their lives, which oftentimes was an angry, frustrated, conquering or whatever. And young folks, you know, oftentimes, if you have south node in the first, like I do, then you pick up on that energy. It conditions you, and you put yourself in a position oftentimes where you're not really sure how to handle it, but because you love your parents and you respect your family, you kind of go with the turf and try to do the best you can. See, so this north and south node philosophy, I would say, is probably in order to validate who you are and what you are. And it's funny today, when I came to work, you know, we work on the Redondo Beach Pier. We have a beautiful view of the ocean. And there is a typhoon out there. There is a Force 10 typhoon. Now, I'm not talking storm or bad weather. The sea condition is terrible. We must have 10 to 12 foot waves in the middle of the ocean, white caps everywhere. We're talking a restless sea. And I kind of like that. You know why? Because that's kind of like the way I feel my soul is sometimes. Very restless and stormy and emotional. So even though I have more fun on a calm sea, I kind of like watching a restless sea from the outside, because I relate to that. And many of you are like that. Many of you have these stormy souls, these restless souls that are filled with a spiritual warrior complex from past lives and filled with anger, hate, and frustration and competition. And obviously, if you have south node in the eighth house or in the first house or in Scorpio or in Aries, any of those, then you are going to have a focus of all this energy that you brought with you from past lives. You know, I definitely relate to being a warrior and a soldier and a conqueror and a military officer, somebody who was involved with following orders. And it was, it's not like it's bad karma. It's like, it's actually a dharmic path to be a police officer or a soldier. And many of the ancient religious philosophies don't really believe that you are subject to the ramifications of some of your actions, you know, as far as direct experiencing of the pain you might inflict, more like dealing with it in the next lifetime or in the current lifetime and trying to reverse that philosophical energy that allows you to participate in a warfare situation. So I love the fact I have North Node in Taurus in the 7th, because it has given me the opportunity to experience, to study, to analyze, and to experiment with this thing we call love. And to me, you know, love is like spirit-material combination. You either love something or you don't. I know that's a Scorpio attitude, but I don't think a love vibration is middle of the road. You know, it with people, with the planet, with all races, colors, creeds, religions, with the genders, with the nationalities, with the political sectors, I know all these people may not seem to be normal to you, and many of these people might seem weird or different or evil or cruel, but metaphysically we must not escape the fact that we are still one with them. And almost not embracing this planet as a whole and all the people on it, even though many of them are guilty of heinous crimes, many of them are guilty of torturous, evil, negative vibrations, the worst thing we can do is hate that. Because when you focus hate into a guy like Richard Ramirez or Charles Manson or Hitler or whatever, what we're doing is just promoting a hate vibration all over this planet. And I'm not saying you have to love them, but I am saying that they are still bound to us. Their souls have a relationship to us. All people do. And that's what I've learned, because when I grew up, I always played favorites. And there was always those people that I would love very much, and then there was always those people I would have nothing to do with at all, because they bugged me. You know, and sometimes so many people walk around with this racism and this prejudice inside their souls, and that doesn't hurt anyone but yourself. So embracing my North and South Node has taught me a lot. Now, if you knew that you had North Node in Pisces, in the 10th house, and let's put that down, and let's say, and that would give you opposite that, exactly opposite South Node would be in the house opposite 10th, which would be 4th, and then the sign opposite Pisces would be Virgo. So North Node in Pisces in the 10th, your purpose in life would be a purpose of success and career concerning the 10th house, and a Piscean mission, which is spiritual. So North Node in the 10th would be a spiritual mission and spiritual purpose connected to the epitomization of 10th house energies, which is Capricorn, and Piscean energy, which is what the North Node is in. So we have a Capricorn-Piscean mission, which is karma and spirit, or a need to almost martyr yourself and suffer until you find your spirit. The South Node in Virgo is real material. It's real down to earth. And in the 4th house, it's real me, 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 me. Anything below the horizon is focused on the self. So the weakness here would be some real material needs, like real estate, the home, the family, children, you know. And let's say we have a person that was born to serve as what I would call a philosophical savior. Not someone that was meant to save mankind, but someone that was meant with North Node in the 10th house in Pisces to offer information and to offer spiritual knowledge either in the written book or by public speaking, you know, and adverse to the fact that that they rather settle down and live at home as a housewife and raise the kids and be the hard worker with fourth house Virgo South Node, which is the weakness. Get it? This is really beautiful. And frankly, if you learn about your North and South Nodes, and it's so easy, because if you know the basic meanings of the houses and the signs, and you know how to combine things, sort of like throwing the bones, then eventually you'll get down to your purpose in life and what you must do, what you must accomplish to get out of here and fulfill your mission, or that factor which would acknowledge cancellation of life cycle in case you didn't fulfill your mission. Sometimes we wonder why some of our brothers and sisters on this planet end up dying in a gutter or in a homeless or starving situation. Sometimes we wonder why people end up being involved in a genocide, in a war in Vietnam, or why people are subjected in mass, like a whole nation like Nicaragua or Salvador, even Colombia or Iran or Lebanon. Now you wonder why there's so much turmoil in those nations, and you wonder why there are so many people dying in wholesale quantities. It's almost like a mass cancellation because no one is adhering to the spirit and the spiritual essence of the North Node fulfillment. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. It's scary. You know why it's scary? Because if the whole planet neglected North Node fulfillment, then what would that tell you? Well, that would make us ripe for a nuclear war, I would think, because that would be a mass cancellation, and therefore 4 or 5 billion souls might have to get out of here because they blew their North Node. Which, down deep, the North Node, wherever it is, whatever sign or whatever house, must be attached to a spiritual significance, in my opinion. Because I know the answer to improve life for me and the philosophy that I teach, the road to enlightenment, awareness, and universal authentic love is a spiritual quest. No matter how you see it, it's spiritual. So if you connect the material need to your North Node, then I think you're blowing it. And that's why I don't wonder why the world is on edge of a Holocaust or genocide situation, because one wonders if whole areas and sectors of this planet are not fulfilling North Node purposes, and that's why their contracts are being canceled. It's that easy. It's simple. You have a soul contract with other people, and you have a soul contract with yourself, and it's directly connected to that North and South Node. And I have seen people's lives cut short. I had a friend of mine who was a sage. The guy taught me so much from age 15 to 20. He taught me so much. He had so much to share for this world, for this planet. At the same time, the most self-destructive person you'd ever met. Very wise, very powerful, but wow, did he use drugs. Whoa. I hate to admit that in public, but I'm not going to mention his name. This is a man that I loved almost more than anybody that ever lived, but he lived a reckless lifestyle. He took too many risks. And he was careless, Aquarius rising, Aquarius moon. And, you know, he died in a car wreck. 8 days later in intensive care, he passed away. And I don't really think he fulfilled his North Node. I think that was a cancellation, as I do all drug-related deaths. I think all drug and alcohol-related deaths and even smoking deaths, for some reason, are not spiritual. And they go against that North Node fulfillment. And if you weaken your South Node too much, if you're too prone to being weak, which is the significance of the weakness of all past lives, then I don't think your higher self wants you to stay around to make it that much worse. You're pulled out of here. Sometimes you're ripped out of this dimension if you don't follow the course that you must. It's intense, isn't it? How's this for a topic? This may be a show that we'll play once in a while if I never make it to work or if I get stuck in traffic. So if you're listening any other day, then welcome to KFOX, the Astrology Hour, 93.5 FM. I'm Farley Malaris, your host, and we are here weekdays at 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Today's topic on the dragon's head and the dragon's tail, the North and South Node of the Moon.